Well, every show here from the El Pacifico in Southern California, Chris Norton has a new film out that he is co-producing with Steve Wangford and Brad Sausage, along with Brad's brother, Steve Sausage. Is it Steve Sausage? Or,
I think it is Steve Sausage. Steve Sausage, or I mean Sausage.
What is this Sausage? So that means sausage, right? Well, we'll find out here in a moment. Steve has a film, Chris has the film called, Bud, what is it?
Yeah, Daffy, the further Adventures of Daffy Duck. Something like the further Adventures of Daffy Duck or Daffy Duck Continued.
What does that mean, Daffy? Oh, well, I can only... Daffy Duck. I think that's the key phrase. Chris Norton is at Norton Splode Studios in Redondo Beach. Or you are on Route 66 in Pasadena?
Yeah, Phil, tonight we are out on Route 66 in anticipation, really, of... I hope that we get a call back from Netflix. We pitch Netflix, we pitch HBO Bath. We're very, very excited. We're very interested. This could be the big break that Norton Splode and Throb City has been looking for a long, long time, Henry.
So you have, Chris, Throb City Productions. You have Norton Splode. And you've done a lot of adult films down through the years.
Yeah, you had the Rex Rod character.
We still do have Rex Rod. Rex Rod Climbs the Rest Mountain. That series is still going. And we've had a few that have not gone, you know, as well as can be. Our most recent one, we had to pull from three theaters because there was complaints. People were throwing stuff at the screen. I don't know that.
Which one was that?
That was You Blew It, and I'm glad you did.
What do you mean you had to pull it?
We had to come in and pull it out of the theater because people were, I guess, throwing stuff at the screen.
You Blew It, and I'm glad you did. And the other film that you had done was...
The new restaurant joint back in August was Sex is the Answer.
And what was it called again?
Sex is the Answer.
Sex is the Answer. How'd that do?
That one we put in front of a test audience, and they, you know, they didn't stay.
So, Chris, you're making some stiffs. If they're throwing stuff...
Whoa. First of all, the sass, it's about, you know, if you know about this, it's sass. Because I have strong sexual energy, as you know.
Yes, I know about your sexual energy, but the making a movie is more than just that, isn't it?
Making a movie is about making a statement as an artist, yeah. Our films have sass, strong sass, because of my sass energy. But the problem with Daffy Duck is that people go insane when they see my penis. And
oh, Chris, you know something? I've heard some delusion before, but...
What? What are you talking about, Ms. Grant?
You're telling me that people go insane when they see your penis.
I'm saying that because of my sass energy, as soon as they see me take my pants off, they start to throw cans of Coke at the screen.
Why would they do that?
Because they're just going, hey, yeah. That's,
Maybe they just think the movie sucks.
Yeah, we know some... Dickman is not the guy to...
All right, Chris, we won't have Dickman weigh in.
I got just as much a right to weigh in.
I know, but you two guys go at it, don't you?
I just think Dickman is not qualified to talk about a Chris Norton joint. You know, we've done some big films down through the years.
What about the one that you had been really promoting heavy, Around the World in 69 Days?
Yes, that movie... did really good in terms of mail order, and we had people downloading it. But at the same time, you know, when we put it in over here at the Hoover Theater in San Monica, people were throwing half-eaten chocolate bars and feces. And
what do you mean feces? Oh, you got to be kidding!
No, somebody threw a handful. So I think it's because our movies make people insane with desire.
How is that insane with this? Now, Chris, hold on for a minute. You're telling me they're throwing cans of Coke, their own fecal matter.
It's not like they're chimpanzees in a zoo.
Sounds like they are.
Well, I'm just saying, that's the kind of passion that our film ignites.
Yeah, okay, so your film...
Oh, here we go.
Hey, look, Chris, he's part of the show.
You're saying your movies...
My foobies?
Your movies, man, are so great that people want to throw dew at it.
What?
Hey, that's not exactly a compliment, Chris, when people are throwing crap at the screen.
I'm saying to you, Mr. Henry, that Around the World in 69 Days did a great mail order business and great downloads. When we showed it in the theater, there were some, you know, for all you know, there were homeless people that are in there. And, you know.
Yeah, they're homeless people trying to get some sleep. And then on the screen comes Chris Norton with his Daffy Dick.
You're very, very funny.
Oh, man. Well, you're not going to hang up on him.
Get him under control.
Yeah, Chris. Yeah, you can't. You can't. Because the general has every right in the world. He has every right in the world, man, to comment and commentary. I'm just unbuttoning because my pants are too tight. Give me the phone.
Hey, Chris, we can't have you, you know, mocking the general. I'm telling you now, Chris, you know, that if people are throwing fecal matter at the screen, there's something wrong.
There is, Chris.
Okay, there's something wrong, man. And the thing that's what's wrong about it is that I think we make controversial films in a very controversial way.
All right, Chris Norton is my guest on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show with his new... Now, we haven't even gotten around to talking about Daffy Dick.
It's not called Daffy. It's called The Trial. It's called the Trial of Daffy Dick. Or it's something like that, you know.
I got one. How about The Diary of Daffy Dick?
That's not bad.
Haven't you named this thing yet?
Haven't I what done? What?
What's the name of the movie?
I told you, man. The Continuing Adventures of Daffy Dick.
The Continuing Adventures of Daffy Dick.
And we're not settled on that yet. We may go with I like Diary of Daffy Dick. The Daffy Dick Chronicles.
Okay, so what is the movie about?
Well, first of all, Mr. Henry, it's animated.
Are you in the studio right now? Because I can hear that sex music.
Yeah, well, I'm just walking. I'm basically walking down the hallways of Throb City Studios, where we always have this music playing, because it inspires our post-production teams and the people what is making, you know, shooting films.
How many people are shooting a movie at any time at Throb City?
Well, right now we got a crew of people in Studio A. I mean, they've got a girl, she's nude. They got a guy there's a guy and a girl in there nude. What, are you guys making a movie? Yeah, they're making. Yeah, well, you're gonna start rolling the camera. You're just sitting there watching them. You're sitting there eating an apple, man, staring at them. There's a dude here eating an apple and staring at this guy and this chick going at it. But they do have a camera. So
in other words, it's a place where people can go and have sex.
No, it is not, General. It's a place where we make movies. We make quality movies, quality movies.
All right, now we come to the latest Chris Norton. So we had You Blew It, and I'm glad you did, which did well.
Did good mail order, yeah.
Good mail order, but when you screened it, people were throwing fecal matter at the screen.
I don't know about that. In that movie, they had that one, and then we did the rollout of Around the World in 69 States.
All right, then there was Around the World in 69 States. Once again, it was a good rollout?
Yeah, it was a good rollout.
So now we have an animated film, and this is the first animated film from Throb City, right?
Yeah, that it is indeed, Mr. Henry. The first animated film from Throb City.
Can I just tell you it's called animated, not animated?
Amulated?
You're calling it animated. Never mind.
What I'm trying to tell you, Mr. Henry, this is a monumental moment in the history of Throb City. The first animated movie in the history of Throb City. And I'm co-producing it with one of the top co-producers in adult film, Steve Wangford. And he teams up with the Sausage Brothers, Brad and Joey. I forget his brother's name.
I love how people forget people's names around here. What's the other brother?
The brother is Brad Sausage. I think his brother is Mike or Billy.
All right, so we don't know the other brother's name.
We do, but I'm just using the name Mike and Billy because I can't remember right now. But what we're doing, this is an animated film.
And it's called Daffy Dick.
Well, it's called The Continuing Adventures of Daffy Dick. Volume 1 is what the working title is.
The Continuing Adventures of Daffy Dick, Volume 1. Now, what's he do? What's the story about?
The story is, well, first of all, there's a lot of zest in it. There's zest between animated people. They're not real people. They're like cartoon people. And there's also zest between like a cartoon rabbit or like a female cartoon rabbit and a man, or there's sex between a cartoon pig and a woman, or like a...
You're kidding. So you have bestiality.
What are you talking about?
It's not exactly that, Ms. Gray.
This is some goofy satire of a cartoon, right?
Well, no. It's the wonderful world of cartoons where you can go and have sex. I'm just saying what we have done at Throb City and what we've done with this film is that we've said that we're freeing the mind and we're freeing the soul. So you can just, if you want to get it on with like a cartoon walrus or something, I don't know, man.
If you want to get it on with a cartoon walrus. hey, Chris, it's General Shaw.
Yeah, no, I can hear Miss Henry doubling over with laughter. And this is what I do for a living, man. This is my life. Okay, Mr. Henry?
I don't get ultra dramatic here, Chris. You know, between you and Ted Bell, I got a lifetime worth of it, all right? What I'm asking you is that you are presenting something pretty bizarre. You think you're doing some big social commentary?
I'm not doing any social commentary. It's the free and wonderful world of being a cartoon. And in the Furthering Adventures of Daffy Dick, Volume 1, you're following this dude's dick because it takes the dude where it wants to go.
Who is this guy?
He doesn't have a name. He's just some dude that gets up in the morning and his dick starts leading the way. And sometimes it leads the dick leads him into adventures of excitement, and sometimes the dick leads him into high danger, you know?
Uh-huh. So anyway, tell me more. So along the way, he has sex with what, a cartoon elf or something?
As a matter of fact, yeah, he does. He sees an elf, and Daffy Dick immediately wants to just, yeah. And it's a female elf, okay?
Oh, we wouldn't want to have any gay sex between Daffy Dick and a male elf.
Jesus, yes.
Hey, listen, Chris, we got to finish this interview.
I think it's bullshit, Mr. Annie.
Watch your language, please.
Oh, my God, I hear everybody else on that show get to say the things what they want to say. And when Chris Norton wants to say the stuff what he wants to say, people are telling me that I can't say it.
All right, so Daffy Dick leads this guy around town, has sex with a cartoon elf. Does it have sex with, like, cartoon mice?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, he does, you know. And and you know what? You're probably going to laugh at this, but it is a very, I would say it's a very emotional scene. It's one of the most touching scenes.
Yeah, okay. All right, Chris. So,
all right, Chris. Like, what do you think? Oh my God, you treat me like I'm sitting in a place where mentally unfit people are, and I'm in a chair, and I'm leaning, I'm rocking back and forth, and you go, okay, Chris, thanks a lot for your plot to Daffy Dick. We'll take it from here.
No, no, I don't want to steal your plot to Daffy Dick.
Well, that's what it feels like, Mr. Henry.
You're talking about a guy going out into the world with a dick that leads the way, and he has sex with a cartoon. What'd you say?
He has sex with whoever comes along, man. He has sex with a cartoon elf. There's a scene where he has sex with a cartoon walrus. I don't know, man.
A cartoon walrus. So how does it end?
I'm not going to say.
You're going to give it away. Oh, I wouldn't want you to give it away.
You know, General, you don't have to come see the movie, but I predict that the continuing journeys of Daffy Dick Volume 1 will do fantastic.
When's Volume 2 coming out?
When is Volume what? Volume 2 is coming out. I don't know if there'll ever be a Volume 2.
Then why would you call it Volume 1?
Because that's just the name of it, man. What a...
All right, Chris, I'm sorry that I pissed you off tonight.
Well, Mr. Henry, I came on here to promote a film, to utilize the Phil Henry Show in order for me to promote a film, okay? And let me tell you something. You, Mr. Henry, and you, Bud Dickman, and you, General Shaw, and you, Ms. Gray, we have a meeting tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. at Netflix. Okay, we'll see what they say about the saga of Daffy Dick.
If Netflix picks it up, brother, you have my congratulations.
Yeah, of course you'd say that. Before I have Netflix pick it up, you're sitting. You guys are just like those people in the theaters. You're taking a handful out of your diaper and you're throwing it at the screen. Sorry, you're taking a handful out of your diaper.
That didn't sound manly, Chris. All right, Chris, you're right. I'm sorry to give you a hard time about it. I congratulate you on the Furthering Adventures of, or the Diary of, or whatever the hell is this.
The Saga of Daffy. It's called the Saga of Daffy Dick, the Continuing Adventures of the Dick.
What the hell, man? That's about the fifth different title. That is, Chris. You've changed it a lot.
Okay. We're still trying to find our feet with this thing. But, I mean, I'm coming on your show to try to promote it, the Continuing Adventure of Daffy Dick.
The Continuing Adventures of Daffy Dick.
No, but it's the Saga of Daffy Dick. You say this. The Saga of Daffy Dick, the Continuing Adventures.
The Saga of Daffy Dick, the Continuing Adventures, whereby some guy's penis has a mind of its own. Well, they say that they do.
Yeah, hey, yeah. You finally get it, Mr. Henry.
That's right. The little head outthinking the big head.
That's right. That's right. So this is an absolute commentary, a social commentary on how your dick will take you into some bad parts of town, you know?
Right. Well, that's, you know, okay.
Thanks a lot for nothing.
Chris, I wish you the best. I really honestly do.
Well, after this interview, Miss Henry, it's going to be an uphill climb all the way. I'm Chris Norton. We are with Norton's Flows out of Route 66 in Pasadena. I want to thank my sister, Alessandra, and just everyone, Xavier, and everyone who works at Throb City, and also people who, and plus the guy that was helping me wipe the feces off the...
Chris Norton, ladies and gentlemen, with the film The Continuing Saga of Daffy Dick.
No. It's the...
Come on, Dickman.
No, it's called The Saga of Daffy Dick. It continues.
Yeah, sure.
That's what he said.
No, that's not what he said. He said it was originally called The Continuing Story of Daffy Dick, Volume 1. Then The Saga of Daffy Dick, The Continuation... No one knows what this movie is called. Chris... I would just say as a parting gift, you got to figure out what the movie's going to be called, brother, or nobody is going to want to go see it. They won't even remember to see it because they won't know what the name of it is. Anyway, best of luck to Chris Norton. By the way, pick up on, do we have Chris Norton merch?
I think we got a Chris Norton condoms or something.
Yeah. Anyway, check out our merch store, man, and see if we got any Chris Norton merch in there. If we don't, we probably ought to start. Maybe we ought to start carrying some of his movies.
Oh, God, Phil, if you do that, you'll never hear the end of it.
I wouldn't do it, Phil. That leaves you wide open to lawsuits.
What lawsuits, man?
You're carrying this guy's movies where he's got an elf? I don't know. Anyway, so head up and move him out.
Rolling, yeah.
At our website, at our, excuse me, merch store at... PhilHenryShow.com. Like we said, don't forget to visit our merch store at PhilHenryShow.com. You get merch there for all of our different guests on the Phil Henry Show. Of course, we have Margaret Gray's Little Bird Told Me t-shirts. We have Vernon Dozier's Blow-Go mug, that is Go Blow a Goat, which is basically Coach Dozier's slogan for the entire high school football season. And, of course, Bobby Dooley's Western Estate stuff, Ted Bell's Ted's of Beverly Hills hoodies, also the chef's coat and the chef's hat. Lots of stuff there from Ted Bell. Just, it's all there in our merch store. Check it out. We have shot glasses for the world-famous Phil Henry Show and our coffee mugs. It's the Phil Henry Show merch store, baby. It's at philhenryshow.com, and that place is the greatest value online. The shows, the merch, the love, greatest value online other than porn. Famous Phil Henry Show at the El Pacifico in Southern California, Burning Man. We didn't address Burning Man. We used to talk about Burning Man back in the day when Lloyd Bonafide was still working and not hiding out in retirement in Alhambra. He and his wife used to go to Burning Man. I don't know a damn thing about Burning Man. I don't understand it. I used to think it was sort of like a pagan thing, right?
I think it's a combination of a pagan thing and an environmental thing, but I don't see a whole lot of environmental... I don't see a lot of brain power at Burning Man. I saw a guy in the news. This is horrifying. I saw some guy probably hopped up on you know, what they call LSD or some deal like that. He walked right into that Burning Man.
Yeah, I saw that too, Mr. Ernie. The guy, he walked in.
Yeah, I think a lot of people saw that image. That was as scary and as ugly and as jacked up a thing as I've ever seen. Dean Wheeler is back at the Northern California Holistic Center and Wheeler Resort. And Dean, we've missed talking to you. All of these many months. I know you've been extremely busy. You opened the resort up for the summer season. How did it go?
We had a very good summer season, Phil, and enjoyed, of course, the great promotion that you provide for Wheeler Resort, as well as Man Camp, and the Northern California Holistic Center. The furor around Yogo and Yogo kind of died down a little bit. But because of the controversy over the perceived impropriety of Yogo, and, you know, we had people from the local magazine. There was a magazine out here called Bay Area Magazine, and they came out and they wanted to see whether someone had their nose stuck, you know, because of your show, Mr. Henry.
And, wait, hold on for a minute, Dean. That's not because of my show.
No, but you allowed that perception to get out there, okay? And that's the only part, Phil. I love coming on your show, and I think you've done a great deal for Wheeler Resort, but the perception is that Yogo is where you have your nose up your wife's rectum. I'm talking about it now, Amarillo. My wife just walked out of here.
Well, back up for a minute. I thought we were talking about Burning Man.
We can talk about Burning Man, but you asked me how things were going.
So are you not doing yoga?
We're doing yoga, but we've had to take it back inside the Emeralda. We're using one of the ballrooms instead of the nice, good, fresh air and the clean, fresh smell of the air out at the Wheeler Cliffs, you know?
And you're doing this because you got a write-up in a Bay Area magazine?
So, yeah, I don't know the name of it. It's a local... What was it called, Terry?
It's called the Mendocino... Not Mendocino. It's the Marin County.
Yeah, the Marin County what?
The Marin County Horn or something.
The Marin County Horn, he says. And they apparently wrote an article about our yoga that they witnessed, and they said they led with it. And they said, as heard on the Phil Henry show, we've seen a guy with his nose parked so far up his wife's ass, as soon as she opened her mouth, he could see what kind of a day it was, whether he needed an umbrella or not.
He did not.
Well, he might as well have, Phil.
Wait a minute, Dean. Be accurate. Was that what was written in the newspaper?
No, but it was something similar.
The guy had his wife so far up his wife. What was that?
Hey, General, how about getting a nap or something? You know, maybe you need some sleep.
I'm doing fine. What was the quote?
The paper said they walked by the yoga on Wheeler Cliffs. They saw a guy with his head so far up his wife's ass, if she opened her mouth, he'd be able to see what kind of a day it was where he needed an umbrella.
Oh, bullshit. I'm not buying that.
You're calling me a liar.
Dean, I think you're exaggerating. I think you're exaggerating for effect. I think you're in a bad mood. I think you want to lay off all the problems you're having in the world on Phil Henry, and that's what I think.
I just heard Chris Norton talking to you about the negative impact you've had on his show. I heard Ted Bell say that. Mr. Henry, you're not having a very good...
Take it easy, Dean.
You're not having a very good impact on a lot of people, okay? You don't really help people the way you say that you done do.
Well, then, Dean, why would you keep coming on my show?
I come on your show because, yes, you do help promote Wheeler Resort, okay? And you do help promote... We get a lot of people here after I appear on your show, but then they come up to the front desk and maybe they've rented a room for the week and they go, where do we go to see a guy with his nose in his wife's rectum? And I'll say, I have to turn away from the desk and go into my office and just sit down with my head on my...
I don't know why I'm laughing.
I know why you're laughing, because you're sadistic. That's why.
No, Dean, that's not it. Are you saying you turn around and you go into your office and weep? Is that what you're doing?
I didn't use the word weep, okay?
Yeah, but you're saying you get so frustrated, you go back in your office to do what? You're like sitting here beating, spanking meat.
What an ass. Are you going to allow him to talk that way to me?
All right, bud, just give it a rest here, just for a moment. So you go into your office and you do what?
I go into my office and I beat my head on the floor, on the marble floor. There, you happy?
Dean, you need a vacation.
Tell me about it.
Okay, if you know you need a vacation, then take the damn vacation. Take Emeralda. Go someplace with all that money you got. You're so damn rich, and don't tell me that you're not. I know you got plenty of dough. Go somewhere beautiful. Take her down to Sedona. Take over to Taos. She's an artist, right?
Yeah, she likes to paint. What about it?
Take her to some place where she can sit and groove with all the other bohemians, man. Or go to Europe. Do something, man. Don't sit around Northern California all the time. What are you doing, sitting on bags of money?
Yeah, no kidding. You're about the richest guy I know.
You don't know how financially well off I am.
Yes, I do. Yeah, I do. Don't tell me that you're not. You're rich. So take your wife on a vacation. Get the hell out of that place. It's driving you nuts.
Well...
Hey, you know what? That's the best advice you're going to get, Dean. You're hanging around the Wheeler Resort. You're doing yoga classes until you can't see straight. People with their noses up each other's asses. You got a newspaper giving a bad write-up, and here you are taking all of it very seriously.
Well, why shouldn't I take it seriously? This has been my life's work.
You got to get away from it, man. You got to get away from it. Have somebody else manage. Who else? Is there anybody there that can manage it?
Yeah, I guess I could get over to Nova. Hey, Nova, what do you think about managing the place for a week?
Well, I think it's something we can discuss, you know, but... are we on the air?
Yeah. Oh, what, are you going to stick me up for more money?
No, I think that probably additional...
Okay, talk to him later about that.
I'll catch you later, okay? See, there's... No, I got Nova is probably the best guy here who could manage the place, and he wants to stick me up for more money.
Hey, Dean, you can afford it.
Take the wife.
Take the wife on a vacation. Take Emerelda out of there so she doesn't have to listen to your constant neurosis.
I think it's a great idea, Dean. Go to Mexico. Phil likes you. Is Mexico nice, Phil?
Yes, Mexico. You've been down there. Mexico's nice.
All right, I could go to Mexico, but I mean, what about Hawaii or something like that?
Go to Hawaii. Go anywhere, man. You know, but get the hell out and get your head out of your business. And that Emerelda's career and Wes, have you seen Wes Hurlford?
Yeah, I saw that mother.
Well, watch the language, dude.
Well, I saw that, guys.
What happened?
Oh, he comes around here. He's saying to me, well, what happened to there's a little man down the road? I said, well, you changed it from there's a midget. Yeah, he said the whole thing wound up like stinking like some bad food in the lower colon of some fat man, and it just dropped into the dirt and it sucked.
All right, Dean, take the wife on a vacation. Okay, see you later, Dean. Somebody got an ambulance over there. All right, no kidding. The butterfly nets, the guys in the white suits, everything. Thank you, folks, for joining us here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. There's Dean Wheeler. If you see some guy running down the road, like mentally diseased, like maybe he needs a doctor or something, that'd be Dean, okay? See a guy running down the road with no pants on or something? That's Dean.
Yeah, if you're in the Northern California environs.
Exactly.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One. Visit our merch store at philhenryshow.com. And don't forget, we're on Cameo.